Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel will appeal the Kentucky Church lockdown case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it seems like a lifetime ago we were dealing with this situation. In fact, it was Easter of 2020 when the police officer showed up at Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky and told these parishioners that they could not worship in the church or even in the parking lot, and they were threatening them with a violation, I believe, if they did so.
Yes, the governor actually had issued an executive order, Governor Beshear, and he is a Democrat that was somebody who had previously given accommodation to his attorney general on the same-sex marriage issue. Mm-hmm. But he would not give any accommodation here with regards to the issue of religious freedom. In fact, he did exactly the opposite. He issued this order and he said no in-person and no parking lot services, no parking lot services.
But yeah, people were showing up at these big box stores, Home Depot, what have you, going in there as usual. That was okay, but church was not.
He actually warned people that he would send out the state troopers if anybody went to church on Easter. And so this was Easter Sunday, and Dr. Jack Roberts is the pastor, had been the longtime pastor of Maryville Baptist Church. And so they set up speakers out in the parking lot outside the church while he was inside speaking, and people then would drive into the parking lot and they would be able to hear the message over the loudspeakers.
But oh no, the police officers were putting notices on their car requiring them, what, to show up at the health department every day to do testing and whatnot?
Yeah, the police officers actually came to the parking lot while these people were in their car.
With their windows up.
With their windows rolled up. And
knocking
they
on their window.
Then would put these citations on their windshield.
Even remember the media even showed up and they gave them
got
one.
A citation. Yes, I know. That was crazy. The media van.
TV station.
We have a photograph of the media van with a citation on its front window. And so what the citation said is that they were in violation of the governor's executive order, and that they had to quarantine for 14 days, and anybody in their vehicle had to quarantine for 14 days.
But they had to go for testing every day.
They had to
go
make
sure
they
didn't have COVID
every day, and
couldn't travel out of town, out of state.
They couldn't travel out of
their prisoners
out of their county.
Yeah,
they couldn't use public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't use anything that would be public transportation, which means they couldn't even use a 911 call to have an ambulance pick them up and go to the hospital unless they first got permission from the Department of Health of the state of Kentucky.
But don't forget, they could go across the street to Lowe's or Home Depot and get their potted plants.
The same people could have driven just very close to that church, to a Home Depot. They could have jammed the parking lot on that Easter Sunday morning. They could have turned on their radios, parked side by side, and listened to the pastor preaching on the radio.
Right, and ours wasn't the only church that this happened to. Several of them, they were showing up doing the same thing.
Yeah, so we ended up filing an emergency injunction. We lost at the lower court, and the Democrat-appointed judge ruled against us. We appealed that as an emergency appeal to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We got a 3-0 decision that granted us the right to have the parking lot services. And then the court wanted some additional information on the in-person services inside the church. We came back a week later, got a 3-0 decision on the in-person inside the church worship. And then the Court of Appeals also ruled that the lower court judge should issue a preliminary injunction to us as well, and so was forced to issue the preliminary injunction on our behalf in favor of the church, and consequently, they were able to worship without these draconian restrictions.
And, you know, when the word got around, people came from out of town, out of state, to come worship at this church in support of what they were doing, and the pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts.
Yeah, so they did. The amazing thing is that we had a couple of people that were fired that were attending that church.
From their employee?
From their employers.
Wow.
Because they went back to work on Monday. And people in their office realized, oh, you're a member of Maryville Baptist Church. You went to this in-person, you went into this worship service.
You well,
it wasn't inside. It was
in,
they were in the cars, and their windows were rolled up. And they fired them. I think two people got fired. I know one person, I believe two people got fired at different employers.
Wow.
They fired them because of the stigma that had been placed on them by the governor, because what happened is, oh, these people, they're violating the governor's executive order, and now they have met for worship. Well, they were in cars, and they might be carriers of this COVID virus because they met in cars. And now they've got a citation, and that citation is that they need to quarantine. Well, what are they doing at work? Well, they have no symptoms. They were not out of their cars. That was a bogus order, but they actually lost their jobs.
Wow.
So this was the nonsense that was going on 4 years ago, Holly. It's hard
yeah.
to believe. That was a surreal time. So at any rate, we end up then getting these injunctions. The executive orders are finally repealed because you've got court orders against those executive orders. This particular case that we brought up to the Court of Appeals was the first case to reach the Court of Appeals in the country, and Liberty Counsel was part of that very first Court of Appeals win against any lockdown order in the entire nation.
Okay, but in this case, the Sixth Circuit said that the church and the pastor are the prevailing party status and should be entitled to attorney's fees and costs, but yet the lower court judge denied that.
Well, what happened is there were some people from another location that were not members of the church,
mm-hmm.
and they came to the church on a subsequent time, or they said they wanted to come and visit the church.
And they had a separate lawsuit, right?
So they had a separate lawsuit,
yeah.
and they went to a separate judge, and they got an injunction like we did as well. After we did, we got the first injunction. So they got an injunction later, but their judge in a different part of the place of Kentucky said, you're entitled to prevailing party status and you are entitled to attorney's fees. The state of Kentucky appealed that to the Sixth Circuit. They argued that, no, you're not entitled to attorney's fees. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said, oh, yes, you are, because you got this injunction. We then had our case go back down to the lower court, because our case was up on appeal. The judge had denied our right to pursue attorney's fees, say that we weren't prevailing parties, that the injunction, yeah, we had an injunction for sure, but the governor just repealed the mandate. So the case is moot. The Sixth mm-hmm. Circuit said no, sent it back down to the judge, reconsider all this in light of what we just said.
Right, look at this other case and what
involving
we just decided.
Involving the same facts.
Right.
The same church,
right?
The same exact issues, affirming that they are a prevailing party and that they are entitled to attorney's fees. So our judge, it should have been a rubber stamp.
Right.
A
no-brainer. Right.
Yeah, as we say. And so, unfortunately, what happened in our case is the judge issues another ruling. The judge issues another ruling and says, no, you're not entitled to a prevailing party status.
So here we go again.
The injunction did not change the status. Well, no, it did. It did. And the Court of Appeals has already indicated that it did. So now, you know.
Here we go again.
Here we
go back. You're just racking up more fees, I would think,
right? racking up more attorney's fees because we're putting more time in it.
Uh-huh.
So we're back up now to the same Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to appeal again. And how many times have we been to the Court of Appeals on this case? This is going to be the second time on the attorney's fees issue, prevailing party status. We went to the Court of Appeals maybe three times before. This might have been our fifth time at the Court of Appeals. Getting the Court of Appeals to overturn the lower court judge.
You think they just get the judge on the phone and say, listen, would you do the right thing here?
Come on, we've got other things to do. Yeah, it should have been a no-brainer. But here we are. We're back up on appeal. Pray for the case because justice needs to be served, right?
Absolutely.
Governor Beshears issued an unconstitutional order. It resulted in harm. Some people lost their jobs over this.
And we need an injunction so this doesn't happen again.
And they need to pay for their unconstitutional actions so that this sends a message loud and clear. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.